Monday motivation coming to you right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A little positivity to get your week going. Target, way to go. They're going to sell costumes for kids with disabilities for this Halloween. Target's Hide and Eek Boutique unveiled two new costumes that are adapted for wheelchair users. One of the collection's wheelchair covers transforms the chair into a purple princess carriage, while the other turns the chair into a pirate ship. It looks awesome. Okay, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. There is also costumes with flat seams and no tags for children that have sensory issues. There's a shark and a unicorn. So, way to go, Target. I hope that they're going to be the lead for this, because that's one thing. Like, I'm not going to act like I knew about this for the whole time, but we overlook that. We don't think about all these other kids that, like, what do you do? There might be a few cool parents out there that create a costume for their kid, but way to go. And it can't be that hard, right? Just a few things to accessorize and put on there so they can be involved and be part of it. Hands off to Target this morning. Liv, what do you got for Monday motivation?
Okay, so there's this pizzeria in Matawan, New Jersey.
Matawan.
I knew poor Trump, know how to say it. And it's called Angelo's Pizza. And so what the owner decided to do, John Sanfrantello, so he's this big Italian guy, they have decided to post lost dog flyers to every single one of their pizza boxes to help spread awareness for these lost pets in their community and kind of reach a new audience rather than just people walking down the street seeing them tacked on a foam pole or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like old school style. This is like right there
exactly,
in front of your face.
Exactly. So he's like, you know, in the older days, they used to put kids on like the sides of milk cartons to help spread awareness and stuff like that. So pizza boxes are now for missing dogs and pets to help just kind of spread the awareness. And he has a giant Italian family as well who are also just behind this. So not only are they spreading the word on the pizza boxes, but their huge Italian family that all work at this pizzeria are helping spread the word on social media, everything like that. So they just ask if you have a missing pet, you just call in, let them know, maybe drop in and give them a flyer, and then they'll copy them and they'll just get it out there as much as they can.
That's cool. You find a pet, you get a pizza. That's a good deal right there. What about you, Pork Chop? What do you got for Monday motivation?
Well, my story also comes out of New Jersey, and it's also about dogs.
Okay.
There's a 12-year-old boy. His name is Darius Brown from Newark, New Jersey. And he, when he was 8 years old, he had a motor skills delay. It's a condition he was diagnosed with when he was two. So his mom taught him how to sew. Now, here's where it's really helping him out. 4 years later, so now he's 12 years old, he saw a commercial for, you know, what's the Arms of the Angels music? He saw that commercial. He saw the commercial for the puppies that, you know, are abandoned and that nobody wants.
Abused, yeah.
He's like, I want dogs to get adopted. So what he does is, since he used his sewing skills, he makes bow ties, and these bow ties can have leashes, like a leash holder thing.
Yeah.
And he puts these bow ties on the dogs to make them look all cute, so that way they get adopted faster.
More likely, yeah.
And it's working.
Oh, good. That's so cute. I love that so much.
All right, hey, are we going to put this up on our Instagram, Liv?
Yes, we'll put a swipe up story to all three of the stories we talked about today and also somewhere where you can listen to the whole segment.
All right, cool. Radio Now AM show. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.